SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years behind bars, that for a cryptocurrency fraud. One prosecutor says it's one of the biggest financial frauds in American history. President Biden tonight will make a political fundraiser record in New York.
The president already has a significant cash advantage over Donald Trump in their race for the White House, and Joe Biden is set to add another $25 million with a star-studded event at New York's Radio City Music Hall. Tonight's event features celebrities, musicians, and two former Democratic presidents, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. The massive fundraiser comes at a time of persistently low poll numbers for the incumbent president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, while Joe Biden is hobnobbing with celebrities, former President Donald Trump, also in New York right now, attending the wake of a New York police officer gunned down in the line of duty, Mr. Trump paying his respects today to Officer Jonathan Diller, who was fatally shot during a traffic stop on Monday. Also at SRNNews.com, forecast calls for a lot of pink slips at Ford.
The automaker reportedly plans drastic cuts in the number of hourly workers at its Dearborn, Michigan factory that builds the Ford F-150 Lightning pickup truck, and sales of electric vehicles slow. The Detroit Free Press and Louisville Courier report that Ford will start trimming the hourly workforce next week. The company began the year by cutting production of the F-150 Lightning after weaker-than-expected electric vehicle sales growth. Apparently, many consumers are turning to hybrid vehicles instead of going all electric. Rich Thomason reporting.
Coast Guard says that cargo ship that crashed into a bridge had undergone routine maintenance. This is SRN News. A new look at faith in America.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the only group of believers that is growing in this country is non-believers. 26% of Americans are religiously unaffiliated, up from 21% a decade ago. All faith groups are seeing declines in membership, with Catholics leading the way down. The poll does indicate that white evangelical Protestants are losing the least number of people, holding just about steady. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two families of minor children filing a constitutional challenge to an Ohio law barring sex change operations on anyone under 18. The suit, which was filed with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, claims the state is denying transgender youth health care. The law, which also bars males from competing against girls in sports, is set to go into effect on the 24th of April. This is SRN News. Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman has died. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Senator Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Lieberman was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket. The Democrat turned independent, was never shy about veering from the party line. Republican Senator John McCain was leaning strongly towards choosing Lieberman for the Republican ticket as the 2008 GOP convention neared, but he chose Sarah Palin at the last minute. Lieberman was 82 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 8 points. NASDAQ was up earlier, now down by 11. More details at SRNNews.com.